Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you, and thank you for joining us today as we present our results for the full year of 2017. Joining us on the line are 14 callers, and we'd like to remind everyone that our materials are available for download at ir.ayalaland.com.ph. And of course, I'd like to introduce our panel led by our President and CEO, Mr. Bobby Lee, and our Chief Finance Officer, Mr. Totty Bengson. And to start off the presentation, let me turn over the floor to Totty.
So good afternoon, everyone. And aside from a happy Valentine's Day, we'd like to wish you an advanced happy Chinese New Year. So we hope it will be a profitable one for all of us. So allow me to talk about our full year financial report results, after which I'll hand it over to our CEO, who will provide you with updates on our growth plan. So let me start with our key messages. So halfway through our 2020-40 plan, we achieved solid earnings in 2017 as net income grew by 21% to 25.3 billion. This was supported by a healthy top line as revenues grew 14% to 142 billion, driven by substantial bookings and progressive project completion and the strong growth of our leasing business. 2017 was a year of resurgence for property sales, where we recorded a 13% growth, coming from the 3% growth in 2016. And this was given the renewed confidence in the overall market. The fourth quarter was particularly robust given the catch-up in our launches, which boosted growth by 17% in that period alone. This was complemented by strong leasing revenues, which rose 10% to 31 billion, as our new malls, offices and hotels and resorts stabilized and increased in contribution. In terms of property developments, we aggressively launched projects, especially towards the latter part of the year, although we ended slightly below our initial target with 88.8 billion worth of residential and office for sale projects. 2017 was a landmark year as we completed the most number of projects, which broadened our leasing base. We opened 5 malls, and now we have a total of 1.8 million square meters in gross leasable retail space. We completed 6 new offices, and now we have a total of 1.02 million square meters of office leasing space. And we opened 6 new facilities under our hotels and resorts business. Now we have a total of 2,583 rooms in operation. Further to this, we expanded our estate portfolio. We now have a total of 25 estates with the launch of Evo City, Azuela Cove, and Seagrove in 2017, and just last month, Park Links. Our land bank has also grown to 10,285 hectares, giving us the platform to successively launch projects in the coming years and as warranted by the market. And supportive of our growth plans, we spent 91.4 billion in total capex, higher than our original budget of 88 billion. Moving on to our income highlights.
Pardon the interruption, this is the operator. I'm sorry, sir, the participants are unable to hear you.
Is this better?
Sir, the voice is not clear.
Can you hear me now?
No, sir. Just a moment. Hi, sir. I'm sorry. I've taken the line out of the conference, and the voice is a bit low. The participants are not able to hear you.
Is this better?
No,
sir. Are you able to hear me?
Still low.
Is this louder?
Could you please count one?
Something's wrong with your line.
This is louder. Could you please? Yeah, this is louder.
Better?
Change your line back again. Thank you.
All right. Okay, moving on to discuss our income highlights. Total revenues grew 14% to 142 billion, driven largely by revenues from our real estate business, which reached 138 billion, 13% higher than prior year. Interest and other income grew 98% to 4 billion as equity and net earnings grew 56% to 866 million, mainly from higher net income contribution of our non-consolidated associates. Interest investment income grew 12% to 926 million, primarily due to higher interest income from money market placements, and other income grew 241%, mainly as a result of higher marketing and management fees, and the reversal of an impairment charge on an Ayala Avenue property to return it to its original book value. Total expenses grew slower than revenues at 13% to 104 billion, mainly from real estate development expenses, which grew 15% to 87.9 billion as we recognized higher project costs. GAE grew by only 3% to 7.3 billion, resulting in a further improvement in our GAE to revenue ratio to 5.1% from 5.6% last year. While interest expense, financing, and other charges grew 9% to 9 billion as a result of higher interest expense. This resulted in income before tax of 38 billion, 16% higher than the prior year. Non-controlling interests declined 19% due to the lower contribution of our consolidated subsidiaries with partners, as we recognized cost adjustments in the last quarter of 2017. Taking out non-controlling interests, net income attributable to ALI equity holders stood at 25.3 billion, 21% higher than the prior year. In terms of revenue breakdown, total revenues from property development amounted to 101.5 billion, 23% higher than last year. Revenues from the sale of residential lots and units reached 84.5 billion, 23% higher, driven by bookings and project completion across all residential brands. Revenues from the sale of office spaces reached 10 billion, 14% higher, driven by higher completion of Alveo's High Street Corporate Plaza 2 in BGC, Alveo Financial Tower on Ayala Avenue, and the Avida Capital House in BGC. Revenues from the sale of commercial and industrial lots reached 7 billion, 29% higher due to higher lot sales in Arca South, Taguig, Vermosa, and industrial lots in Cavite. Total revenues from our commercial leasing business amounted to 31 billion, 10% higher than last year. Revenues from shopping centers reached 17.7 billion, 10% higher due to the improved performance of new malls such as UP Town Center, Tutuban, the 30th, Vertis North, and South Park. Revenues from office leasing reached 6.7 billion, 12% higher due to the stabilized occupancy of new offices such as the UP Town Center BPO, Cebu E-Block 4, and the Alabang Town Center BPO. Revenues from hotels and resorts reached 6.6 billion, 10% higher due to the higher occupancy and average room rate of our El Nido resorts and the opening of Seda Vertis North. In terms of services, this is MDC and APMC, total revenues at 71.8 billion was 5% higher. Revenues from construction reached 67 billion, 3% higher due to the increased order book and higher completion of projects within the Ayala Land Group, while revenues from our property management arm reached 4.4 billion, 38% higher as a result of more managed properties from completed projects. Netting out intercompany adjustments, real estate revenues amounted to 138.3 billion, 13% higher year on year. Our margins continue to be healthy. The average GP margin of horizontal projects improved further to 47% from 43% due to higher contributions from the Courtyards and Ardea in Vermosa, Rio Monte in Nuvali, and Montala in Alviera, while the average gross profit margin of vertical developments declined to 30% due to the recognition of higher project costs. GP margins of offices for sale was maintained at 37%, while the GP margins of our commercial and industrial lots slightly declined to 30% due to the mix of projects sold. EBITDA margins of our offices was maintained at 91% as the new offices stabilized. Similarly, EBITDA margin of hotels and resorts was maintained at 28% given the sustained performance from last year. And if I forgot to mention, EBITDA margins of our shopping centers slightly decreased to 66% from 67% as we opened new malls. Finally, blended EBITDA margins of the service business has slightly declined to 10% due to project mix. As you can see, our new estates continue to gain traction with a total contribution of 46% to our bottom line at the end of 2017, coming from a 38% contribution in 2016. Similarly, the net income contribution from our leasing businesses as a percentage of our total bottom line also continues to grow and now stands at 35% as of the end of 2017. 2017 was a resurgence for our property sales, a record to end the year with a 13% growth coming off the 3% growth we experienced in 2016. And we attribute this to the renewed confidence in the market. Our international sales increased as a percentage of total sales to 34%. Net bookings grew by 16% to 96.9 billion. And we aggressively launched projects, especially towards the latter part of the year, although we did end up slightly lower than our initial target of between 90 to 100 billion, we ended with only 88.8 billion worth of residential and office for sale projects. But this was 45% higher than the 63 billion that we launched in 2016. The fourth quarter was also particularly robust given the catch-up in our launches, and this boosted sales to grow by 17% in that quarter. Net bookings was up by 18% in that period.
Apologies for the interruption. This is the operator. Sir, the volume has gone down again.